You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the Early Night Show Virtual Edition. My name is Joshua Turchin, and thank you so much for being with us today to kick off our seventh season. I'm so excited to welcome the incredible Alexa Santa from the Sound of Music Broadway National Tour, Emily Hoder from the Les Mis Broadway National Tour, and Callie Che Pyken from The Miracle on 34th Street, a live radio musical play. So please stick around. Welcome to the Early Night Show. I can't believe that we're already in our seventh season of the Early Night Show. Yeah, it's been that long that we've been dealing with COVID, but I'm so excited that Broadway is finally coming back, and actually soon. I bought tickets to see my first show, Sixth Musical, later this year, and I have to admit that it was pretty emotional. It's been such a long time for an entire industry to be shut down and for so many people to be without work. I honestly cannot wait to be in the audience at Sixth Musical and watch music director Juliet Shady, who also happens to be the music director of The Perfect Fit, and drummer Elena Bonomo, who also happens to be the drummer of The Perfect Fit, shine on that stage. Of course, I'm equally excited to see the rest of the band and the amazing cast too. One thing that I do have mixed feelings about is the kids who were supposed to make their Broadway debuts this year. As a Broadway kid, I know firsthand how hard many have worked to be cast in those shows, and how excited they were to make their debuts. The reality is that we kids grow and mature. I mean, have you guys heard the difference in my voice since the show began?
Hello and welcome back to the
And for the record, I'm no longer a boy soprano, but that just means that there are so many new songs and parts that might be a really great fit for me and my new voice, like Lucky to Be Me from On the Town, with music by Leonard Bernstein and lyrics by Betty Comden and Adolph Green. I used to think it might be fun to be anyone else but me. I thought that it would be a pleasant surprise to wake up as a couple of other guys. But now that I found you, I've changed my point of view. And now I wouldn't give a dime to be anyone else but me. What a day, fortune smiled and came my way, bringing love I never thought I'd see. I'm so lucky to be me. What a night, suddenly looking just the way I hoped you'd be. I'm so lucky to be me. I am simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. Simply thunderstruck at this change in my luck. Knew at once I wanted you, never dreamed you'd want me to. I'm so proud you chose me from all the crowd. There's no other guy I'd rather be. I could laugh out loud. I'm so lucky to be me. I'm definitely lucky to have such great guests on today's show. To start things off, I'm so excited to welcome back two amazingly talented performers from Broadway National Tours. Emily Hoder and Alex LaSanta are true triple threats, and I'm so happy to have them on today's show. Hi, Alexa and Emily.
Hi.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you both on the Early Night Show again.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Me too.
So are you both back in school now?
I'm still doing homeschool, but I'm going back next year and I'm super excited.
I'm back in school. Like, I'm back in in-person school.
So I know you both got your start at the Wick Theater in South Florida. What was your first show there?
Our first show was Annie.
What was it like to work together at the Wick?
We had so much fun. We kept getting like closer and closer, and I just loved hanging out with Alexa and all the girls, and the Wick Theater was so amazing and the cast was so nice, and it was so nice to be on a stage. It felt so cool.
It was truly a really fun experience. I mean, me and Emily did hang out a lot, like if not backstage, I think like out of like the theater area as well. And like, we did get really close. So I'm really happy about that.
Hey, did you both have a favorite moment from your show there?
I think my favorite moment was probably when I was sitting on Alexa's lap while she sang Maybe.
That was so cute. My favorite moment was probably either that or Hard Knock, because those were really fun numbers to
do. Yeah, those were really fun numbers.
Oh, I've seen the show Annie before, and it's just so good.
Yeah. So fun.
It's surely a Broadway classic. So I know you were also in Annie together in North Carolina, right?
Yes.
did you audition together, or are you both casted by chance?
We auditioned together. We flew up together, and basically we were like going up together and auditioning together.
Yeah, our parents, like my mom found it. I think it was through, so at the WIC we had a dog trainer because obviously we had to do stuff with the dog. And so he was like, yeah, I'm doing it again in North Carolina over the summer. And my mom sent it to Emily's mom and she was like, we have to both audition for this. They're a package deal. And so
we both went and we both auditioned together and we had so much fun and then we got it together and we were so excited.
How was it like reprising your roles there?
It was really different because like doing it at the WIC, it was obviously like a much like smaller theater because North Carolina, of course, it's not South Florida, so we didn't really know anybody. And
I got to audition with Alexa. Because we didn't know anyone, so it was fun auditioning together.
And it was obviously a much bigger theater because it was 1,500 seats, which was like insane. And it was gorgeous there as well. And meeting all the new people, it was just a great experience. I really liked it. And it was a lot of fun to do it again with Emily because it was like we had both done it before. And so we both got to.
Yeah, I think it was very different. There was a lot more dancing and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it was really fun. And I was really excited that Alexa got to be my Annie again. So that was really exciting.
Yay. So now that Broadway is officially returning, is there a dream role in a dream show that you would both like to be in so you can work together again?
Ooh. I feel like mine is Annie, because I think that would just be so much fun because that's actually my dream role. So, yeah.
So, love that so much. What would mine be? I feel like what's on Broadway right now for me, I feel like, actually, literally, that's such a hard question. For us both to be in, it would be like, I think Annie again, that would be cool. I feel like
that would be so much fun because we've already done it together. So we'd be like, oh yeah, this is easy, fun.
It would be cool because then we like grew up into the roles. Like, you know what I mean? You went from youngest and then I went from Annie. I don't know. She's not the youngest, but child. And then I would go to like an adult and then you would be like Annie. I don't know. It'd be cool.
Yeah, I would.
When you get back to NYC, is there a show that you can't wait to see?
I really want to see Music Man because I love the dancing, and I know there's a lot of dancing in that show, so.
I want to see Six because I have been obsessed with the soundtrack. Like, especially recently, I've been just listening to it in my car because it's like coming back because they did the whole announcement thing, and I really want to see it. It sounds so good.
Same. So what will you be singing today, and why did you select that song?
We will be singing Gift of a Friend.
And we selected this song because, you know, like, we're both friends. And I don't know, it's a really cute song.
And the song is about, like, supporting each other, and we support each other, and about being really good friends and having a friend by your side. So Alexa's my friend. And we thought it was a good song because it kind of represents our friendship.
Yeah.
Yay. Well, I can't wait to hear you both sing it. Here we go.
Sometimes you think you'll be fine by yourself, 'cause a dream is a wish that you make all alone. It's easy to feel like you don't need help, but it's harder to walk on your own. You'll change inside when you
to count on, someone who cares beside you wherever you'll go. You'll change inside when you realize the world comes to life and everything's right from beginning to end when you have a friend by your side that helps.
Thank you so much, Alexa and Emily. That was amazing. I can't wait to see what you do next. My next guest recently won first place in the Music International Grand Prix semifinals and starred in Miracle on 34th Street, a live musical, Radio Play, prior to the pandemic. I'm so happy to welcome Callie Che Pykin to the Early Night Show.
Hi, Callie.
Hi, Joshua.
Hi, I'm so happy to have you on the Early Night Show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, yay. How has school been going for you?
School is going great. My school is doing a hybrid model, so 1 week we're virtual and then 1 week we're in person. So it's super exciting, and I'm so excited to meet, the friends that I made over Zoom.
Yay! Now, although the industry has been paused for quite some time now, I know that you've been staying extremely busy during this insane time. About a year ago, you were in Laura Benanti's Sunshine Concerts, right?
I was, yes.
How did you get involved in that project?
Well, I mean, I think Laura is super fabulous and super talented, excuse me. So, and you know, I follow her on Instagram. So I saw she made a post about Sunshine Concerts. And I thought, that is so cool, because my group, my music group, Good Trouble, we do a similar thing. We perform for senior homes and people feeling isolated. So I thought it would be really fun to submit, a self-tape of myself singing. And I was so fortunate to have been featured in one of her concerts.
Now, speaking of Good Trouble, your group, Good Trouble, I know that you've been doing many different concerts, right?
Yes, I have.
How did the group start, and can you share more about it?
Well, my close friend, Bobby, she's also the co-founder of Good Trouble. We both had grandparents who were in senior homes. My grandfather was in the Jewish Home for the Aging, and he had Parkinson's disease for over 40 years, and Bobby's grandmother was in a separate senior home. And they never got to see us perform, you know, whether it was a school play or just a performance outside of school, they could never see us. So we decided to bring together our music-loving friends, whether you're an instrumentalist or you love to sing or dance or act. We brought all of our performers, all of our performing friends together to create Good Trouble.
Yay. In addition to performing with the Good Trouble, can you share information about your upcoming show with Kids of the Arts?
So I recently did a show with CODA, also known as Kids of the Arts. And I did Jane Eyre with Joe Carroll and Alex Fink. They're a couple, so Joe Carroll played Mr. Rochester and Alex Fink played Jane Eyre. So, you know, I heard about this through social media, like Laura Benanti's show, and I thought it would be really cool to submit because I hadn't done any production whatsoever throughout the pandemic or before the pandemic. So I submitted a self-tape of myself singing. I got a call back and was ultimately cast as Helen Burns.
That's so cool. What was the filming process like?
You know, CODA definitely had their stuff together. They were super organized. They know what they were doing. So they kind of set everything up for me and for all of the participants. So they said, you know, this is your schedule. This is what you're going to be filming on this specific day. Go do it. So, it was definitely difficult filming every single thing, every scene, every monologue, every music piece. So that was probably the most difficult part. But other than that, they knew what they were doing. So it made it easier.
Oh, that's so cool. And it sounds like such a great experience, too.
Yes. Yes, definitely.
When and where can our audience watch it?
Well, we ended rehearsals at the end of March, and CODA actually made a statement saying that they'll be done editing everything by the end of June. And you know, CODA had thousands of self-tapes sent in for Jane Eyre because there were six casts, and many, like, I'm not sure how many people were in each cast, but a lot, I know that for sure. So there are thousands of self-tapes that they need to edit together, but by the end of June, I'm pretty sure.
I can't wait to watch you in it. I also can't wait to finally see some Broadway shows, since Broadway is coming back soon.
Me too.
Is there any show that you're really excited to see?
Yes, there are many shows. So the first one that I would love to see again is Hadestown. I saw Hadestown 2 summers ago, and it was a riveting performance by Eva Noblezada and Reeve Carney. They're a wonderful couple, and their chemistry was so magical on stage, and they're just both wonderful actors. I would also love to see The Music Man with Hugh Jackman and Sutton Foster. I think that's coming to Broadway pretty soon. I'm not sure when, but I'll be really excited if I can see it. And it actually doesn't really matter what production I'm seeing, or, you know, I just want to be in a Broadway theater with other, you know, super, with theater enthusiasts around me, surrounding me, and just feel the energy. Mm-hmm. So how about you? What do you want to see?
Oh, I really want to see Six. It looks so
good. Oh, yeah.
See it.
I loved Six so much. I saw it on the West End, and it was magical. It was so much fun.
Oh, I can't wait. Now, do you have any dream parts at any show, either now or in the future?
Yes, like I mentioned before, how much I loved Hadestown, I would love to play Eurydice, even in Noblezada's role. Eurydice is such a strong, independent role, and I typically go for those types of characters because I feel really connected to them. I also love Eponine in Les Mis. She's definitely a dream role of mine, probably at the top. And I also played Eponine a couple years ago in a small theater production. It was an outside of school production, but with kids my age. So that was so much fun. So those are probably the main two.
Ah, that's amazing. Now, what song would you like to sing for us today? And why did you select that song?
The song I'm going to be singing today is What About Us by Pink. And I chose this song because I'm a big fan of Pink. I think she's a lovely songwriter. And this song really, you know, really touches on the recent political climate in America, and it really conveys a really, really strong message, and it talks about people facing discrimination and oppressed people groups, and I hope that I can, you know, convey this message to the viewers and really show what Pink was trying to write through the lyrics, and I'm so glad we got to work on the song together. So
thanks. Well, I can't wait to hear you sing the song. Here we go.
Control, I want to let go. Are you ready?
get the answers. What about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters? Oh, what about us? What about all the broken, happy ever afters? What about love? What about trust? What about
That was incredible, Callie. I can't wait to watch you in Jane Eyre soon and more of your incredible performances in the future. For some more Broadway fun, come join me on my Twitch at Josh Turchin. We play Minecraft, Among Us, and play some music, so come follow or subscribe to my Twitch. If you're an aspiring performer, please send us a link to a video of you singing to earlynightshowcasting@gmail.com, and you may get a chance to go on with our show. If you're enjoying these virtual cabarets, please consider making a donation to the Actors Fund's Emergency Relief Fund at www.actorsfund.org to support people working in the entertainment industry who have suddenly found themselves out of work. Any bit helps. You can also find The Early Night Show on the Broadway Podcast Network, wherever podcasts are found, and videos for episodes online on theearlynightshow.com. Thanks again to my guests, Alexa LaSanta, Emily Hoder, and Callie Chapiken. And let's keep entertaining. Any artists who want to be virtual guests, send me a direct message on my Instagram, at Joshua Turchin, and let's keep making music to help the world. Stay healthy and wear a mask.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Supps has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suppsmusical.com.